It's a long weekend, and you get extra special stars for being here this morning. Cold and windy, yay. I started last week with a series on what if there's so much more, and I'd like to continue. Last week we spoke about love that overcomes sickness, disease, infirmity, and today I want to speak about love that overcomes evil. So we're going to talk a little bit about evil and hopefully more about God. And so I'm speaking to Christians this morning. Because if you're not a Christian, this might be really freaky. I'm going to tell you a few stories and things that that is quite interesting. And but the idea behind it is to show you, first of all, how awesome, how big our God is. How small the devil is, but he's still an adversity or an enemy that that we need to be aware of. Now, we've got different people in terms of our focus, in terms of the devil or demons or things like that. Some people say they simply don't exist, and so the enemy, in a sense, has won already because you're not aware of that enemy in your life. So even as I said last week about the supernatural, some people just say there is no such thing as the supernatural. Only you get is you only get the natural. What you see is what you get. And if we go to Scripture, we see that there's so much more than just the natural. And so the enemy often comes and whispers in our ears, "I don't exist," and then he takes you out because you're not aware. And we find it in, that's going to be fun. Feels like a real airport party now, Rion. We're going to lift off. But when it comes to spiritual things, it's quite complex to practically explain how it works. For instance, we're going to get to the story about the demoniac that Jesus delivered. But this guy had over 2,000 demons in him, in one body. That's a tight fit. So it's not natural. That's supernatural. That's weird, okay? It's difficult to explain how that works. But we see, in this world, we see evil. Would you agree? We see a manifestation of evil. We see people doing horrific things to other people. And you just think, but is it humanly possible to be so evil? I'd say no. Yes, people are, by nature, we've fallen in evil, but I believe there's darkness behind it. There's demonic forces behind it that cause people to do terrible stuff. And so just to give you some background, the devil, or also called Lucifer, from Scripture we can see that he was probably one of the three top angels in heaven. There was an archangel. And so the devil became corrupted, or Lucifer, the angel, became corrupted, and he was full of himself, he became proud, and he wanted worship as God was worshipped. And so he said, "I will lift myself up, I will exalt myself to the throne of God." And so war broke out in heaven, and two-thirds of heaven's armies against the one-third of the angels that followed Lucifer or followed Satan or the devil. War broke out, and so in the end, the devil and his demons or fallen angels were cast out of heaven, and they were cast to the earth, and they have one mission. They want to get back at God. They hate God, and because we are made in the very image of God, they hate us. They hate mankind. Their greatest joy is to make you suffer, is to make us be, to torment us. That is their greatest joy. So they want to get, they want to torment people in this life, and they want to get people to go to hell, to be eternally tormented there. That is their joy. They are evil incarnate. And so there's this war between good and evil, God and the devil, happening at this stage. Okay, and so we see that demons, on the one hand, they influence people, the influence, even you can even see in terms of certain places or cities or nations, even you can see a specific type of darkness or operating behind the scenes. And in the same way, we find angels, God's angels, also operating and influencing the happenings on this earth. And I can't really go into much detail. I don't have time, so I'm just putting it in there. But there's the one of the greatest battles that are happening. It's about indwelling. On the one hand, you have the Holy Spirit that wants to indwell each of us. The Holy Spirit is holy, and the Holy Spirit wants to dwell inside of us. When the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, there is joy, there is peace. It's like God, the very source of life, comes and dwells in the inside of us. We have light on the inside of us. Now, in the same way where the Holy Spirit fills us and indwells us, so the enemy wants to indwell us. Darkness wants to dwell inside people. Demons wants to affect people. So you get two types of things. You get possession, where it is extreme form.